Chapter 15. The Future of Communication and Education with AI. The fifth area, AI is making an invasion into his communication. You see, you might be still thinking, okay, this is exactly my point. I still don't need Jesus, and what I'm going to do is communicate this to as many people as I can, about what the Antichrist is up to and his plan for total domination of the planet. By taking over our food and water supply, with the help of AI, we'll put a stop to it. Really? You really think he hasn't thought of that? Believe it or not, the Antichrist and the false prophet will be controlling all the communication on the whole planet as well. They will know exactly who is saying what and when, and you'll never get any word out to anyone. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
Matthew 24:3-11. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. "Tell us," they said, "when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people."
So, according to our text, Jesus clearly says there's not only going to be a massive rise of wars and rumors of wars and famines and earthquakes in the last days, but he said what? He said there is going to be a massive rise of persecution towards his followers in the last days, right? And as we saw before, it is happening right now, leading up to this event. And, of course, the people he is talking about here are the Jewish elect, and the people who get saved after the seven-year tribulation begins. They miss the rapture. Praise God they got saved, but now they are in a heap of trouble. Why? Because Jesus says at that time, they will not only hate his followers all over the world, but they will want to kill them. In fact, they are going to betray them and literally turn them in. It's the Greek word paradidomai, which means, to give into the hands of, to give up to the custody of, for judgment, for punishment, and or to be put to death. The Bible says during the seven-year tribulation, the followers of Jesus will be turned in for death or literally betrayed on a global scale. So, put it to the test. Here is the question. How in the world is somebody going to do this, on a global scale, because that's the context? How are you going to know if somebody's a follower of Jesus, anywhere on the planet, number one, and number two, how are you going to know where their location is, to turn them in for death? I mean, as long as they keep quiet and stay out of sight, they should be safe, right? Not if you control all the communication. If you did that, all a person would have to do is make one little slip and talk about Jesus, and they are toast. They'll know all the people following Jesus and exactly where you are. But hey, good thing we don't see any signs of anybody having the technology to monitor all our conversations or locate us anywhere on the planet anytime soon. Yeah, right. It's already here. With the help of AI. And the first way AI is controlling all the communication is AI is managing global communication. Now, we saw this before in our modern technology study. There already is a global takeover of basically all forms of communication around the whole planet, right now. Whether it is information in general, to TV, to satellites, to emails, to computers, to cell phones, the internet, to social media, you name it. Virtually all forms of modern communication are already being controlled and monitored by Big Brother on a global basis. So even today, have fun trying to communicate to anyone that you want, including warning about AI. They're going to know everything you do. They're already watching, already listening, and if they don't want something to go through some form of communication, then guess what, don't kid yourself, it's going to be blocked. We are already seeing the signs of that in forms of communication today. If that wasn't bad enough, apparently just in case you, or somehow someone, could find a loophole in this total Big Brother control of all forms of global communication, from humans that is, guess who's helping to manage this whole global communication system as we saw before? AI. Once again, AI to the rescue. Why? Because again, just like all their other industries, AI is already taking over on a global basis. Global communication is also way too big for humans to handle. You need to have something superhuman just like all those other industries to pull it off on a global scale, and once again, AI does the trick. So again, maybe humans could make a mistake and let you get some form of communication past them, but AI won't. It is Big Brother on steroids. It does not miss a thing. And it is already being put into play. The second way AI is controlling all the communication is by promoting internal communication. Now, this is where it gets freaky. Believe it or not, the next form of communication that is already being promoted to us is internal communication on a global basis. And that of course requires a chip in the head. Go figure. As we saw, that just happens to be one of the two places where the mark of the beast will be implanted in the human body in the 7-year tribulation.
Revelation 13:16-17. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name.
So here we see it just so happens that the mark of the beast is going either in the right hand or forehead. And as we saw before, with option number 2, the head, it is all the rage now, in various industries for various purposes, including now, in the area of communication. Believe it or not, with a chip in your head, whether you realize it or not, you will be able to communicate directly to anyone, anywhere in the world, at any time, if you just get a chip in your head. And as crazy as that sounds, AI tech mogul Elon Musk, as we have seen many times before, says it is just a natural, logical progression. We are now already cyborgs with our existing technology on the outside of us. So, it is just only natural that we move it to the inside.
Elon Musk. I do think there is a potential path here, which is really getting into science fiction, or sort of advanced science stuff. But having some sort of merger with biological intelligence and machine intelligence. To some degree, we are already a cyborg. Think of it like the digital tools that you have, your phone, your computer, the applications that you have. Like the fact that I was mentioning earlier, you can ask a question and instantly get an answer from Google or from some other things. If somebody dies, their digital ghost is still around. All their digital emails, the pictures that they posted, their social media. That still lives, even after they die. So, over time, I think we will probably see a closer merger of biological intelligence and digital intelligence. And it's mostly about the bandwidth. The speed of the connection between your brain and your digital extension of yourself. We used to have keyboards that we used a lot, but now we do most of our input through our thumbs on a phone. And that is very slow. A computer can communicate at 1 trillion bits per second, but your thumb can maybe do 10 bits per second or 100 bits if you're being generous. So, some high bandwidth interface to the brain will be something that helps achieve symbiosis between human and machine intelligence and maybe solves the control problem.
Solves the control problem. Excuse me? I think it opens up a can of worms and makes a control problem on a global basis. Think about it, this brings us back to the brain hacking issue we saw before. The danger of linking our brain to a computer is that that computer can be hacked into, which is now linked to our brain, which means our brain can be hacked into. It sounds crazy, but it is a real threat and a real term in the industry as we saw before. And so of course, what are they doing? How are they quelling our fears about this brain hacking? They do what they always do. Propaganda. They are pitching these new brain chips as the new and improved way of communication to make our utopian dreams come true. For instance, Elon Musk, as you just saw, has a new brain chip device that we saw before called Neuralink, which implants chips into your brain, which they're hoping will be as simple and fast as a LASIK eye procedure.
Yahoo! Finance. Well, Elon Musk's next project isn't a car or a spaceship or a solar panel. The executive's latest startup is called Neuralink, which focuses on the goal of implanting chips into human brains and also connecting brains to computers. Here is what Elon Musk said at a conference in California about the technology last night. Elon Musk. This, I think, has a very good purpose, which is to cure very important diseases, and ultimately help to cure humanity's future as a civilization relative to AI. It has tremendous potential, and we hope to have this operational and in a human patient before the end of next year. So, this is not far. CNET reports. Not far, he says, implantation of the neuron-sized thread requires the use of a special robot, but they say it is a minimally invasive surgery. Take a look at these other implant technologies. One is called the Utah Array, the other is the Deep Brain Stimulator. They are very invasive. Take a look at Neuralink's N1 sensor. It's tiny. Here it is on a finger and here it is next to a penny. So back to our question. How does one implant something so tiny? Build a robot. This is a surgical robot. It deals with the complexity of the surgery, such as the subject moving due to breathing. The movement. The robot is under the supervision of the surgeon as electrode threads are implanted.
The first product is focused on control. Patients want to control the mobile device, no caretaker necessary. Once that control is possible through the implant, the phone output could be redirected back to a computer as mouse and keyboard inputs. Now, normally here's how traditional brain surgery goes. Your head may be clamped in place, plus your head may be shaved with scarring being a possibility.
Neuralink says they want to arrive at something different. They likened it to LASIK.
No big scars, no hospital stays, it would be a short procedure and you get to keep all your hair.
Huh? And how incredible is that? You just walk into the office and get your brain chip upgrade, just like you do with LASIK for your eyes, and you walk about able to communicate with what? Not just your limbs that were paralyzed for paraplegics, which is typically how it is being pitched right now, but it will link your brain with communication devices like a cell phone, mouse, or keyboard. You know, those things we use to make calls, send texts, email, and the like. Now you can do it with your brain. But that's not all. Who wouldn't want this? Elon Musk says Neuralink will stream music straight into your brain. Huh? No more wires, pods, headphones, nothing to lose, isn't this great, huh? When asked if we could one day listen to music directly through such an interface, streaming it directly into the brain, in other words, with no headphones needed, Musk replied with a curt yes. But that's still not all. Musk has already set his sights on bigger things. When asked if Neuralink's devices could also help stimulate the release of oxytocin and serotonin, and other chemicals, Musk replied with another yes. And for those of you who don't know, oxytocin and serotonin are what's often referred to as our happy hormones. When you're attracted to another person, your brain releases dopamine and your serotonin levels increase, and oxytocin is produced, which causes you to feel a surge of positive emotion. So hey, if you get a brain chip in the 7-year tribulation when the Antichrist gives the order to worship him, he'll make sure you'll feel good as you walk around the horrors of the 7-year tribulation under God's wrath, listening to your music directly into your brain. I know people today who'd probably do that, unfortunately. It sounds crazy, but that's still not all. If you just get a brain chip in your head, you could even email your messages. Is emailing your brainwaves the future of communication? Here's something you probably didn't expect in your inbox. Researchers have now developed a way to email brainwaves. An international research team transmitted words from one person's brain to another by mapping electrical currents in the brain. Brain-to-brain transmission is a budding area of study. This marks a huge step. It's the first time humans have been able to drop messages into another brain using a machine. And of course, the chip makes it so much easier. But that's not all. If you get a brain chip, you could also fly a plane. Paralyzed woman pilots F-35 fighter jet simulator using mind control. It reads like something out of a science fiction movie, but new technology created by the DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, has recently enabled a paralyzed woman to fly an F-35 fighter jet and a single-engine Cessna plane using only her mind. Wow. But that's still not all. AI implants will allow us to control our homes with our thoughts within 20 years, government report claims. It will allow you to repair and enhance your muscles, your cells and bone structure. And by using this technology, embedded in ourselves and in our surroundings, we will begin to be able to control our environment with thought and gestures alone. You could walk into a room and mentally turn on the lights, control appliances, surf the web, write and send emails, play video games, dictate articles, control a distant robot or avatar, and even drive a car. And listen to this. Political avatars will scour all available data from news sites and government debates to provide people with a recommendation on who to vote for. You know, like the Antichrist. Isn't that crazy? But that's still not all. If only you would get a chip in your head. Nissan unveils technology that can interpret signals from drivers' brains. Nissan has developed a car that can read its driver's mind. The technology will be unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas next week. Isn't that exciting? And speaking of communication, here is the ultimate one. This crazy gadget helps you talk to your computer without words. It's like Siri stuck to your face. And it looks like a Bane mask crossed with a squid. Or, if you prefer, like a horror movie monster slowly encompassing your jaw before crawling into your mouth. But who is going to do that? That is a fashion faux pas. Well, that is why you need to get a brain chip and let it do the talking for you. Here is the transcript of a video of a brain chip that talks for you.
Andreas Fussland, World's Fair Nano. We talk about it as the future of communication, but this is not a future like the science fiction thing. This is not sci-fi, this is real, and it has been real for decades. So, if anyone knows anyone who has a pacemaker or a cochlear implant, these are all intelligent bionic wearable devices. They are used for the purpose of encoding or decoding the brain. If you think of someone who has lost a limb, or they have a prosthetic arm or leg, these now use different things like EMG sensors to understand electrical impulses in the muscles in order to trigger the legs to move in a way that are more comfortable and more natural. Well, what's happening right now is, as technology is advanced and sensors are advancing at such a pace, you know, what took hundreds of years to get to here, we are going to see in the next 10 years, huge leaps in technology and products. And we are going to see huge shifts in who we see walking down the street. We are going to see people with bionic legs walking down the street and people who are unsighted being able to see using technology. We are trying to figure out how to allow the brain to remotely control things with greater ease. Because we see the BCI or the brain-computer interface as being the next great interface for really making the world a much more interesting place, right? You can control things without having to pull things out of your hands and so on. We are developing a solution that enables people to literally think in order to speak, and I wanted to share a video with you to give you an idea of what we're doing so that you can start to get excited about the things that are coming in the realm of unlocking communication for many people in the world. The video shows a little girl walking with her head down while her mother leads her by her hand. The narrator comes on and says, "If you can imagine not being able to talk, she can't communicate like you or me. Just imagine not having a voice." Andreas Fussland. The reason why we are doing what we are doing is because we want to democratize voice for millions of people. What we do with the EEG is we take the data that comes from your brainwaves to have pros speak a phrase out loud. Liz, a disabled lady hooked up to the machine, is able to think and pros speaks for her. She is smiling. Communication is everything for her. The world we're going to create is that every single person, regardless of your ability, is going to be able to communicate. It's just going to happen.
Yeah, it's just going to happen, all right. Just in time for the 7-year tribulation and the Antichrist controlling all forms of communication around the planet, down to your most intimate thoughts. And if you think that's crazy, even the secular researchers in this brain chip industry admit, this is exactly what it could allow somebody to do.
Developing brain-to-brain transmissions further will likely raise ethical and sociological questions in the future, such as who gets to transmit these messages. And what might happen if someone decides to dabble into the dystopian realm of mind control?
Yeah, very good question. And if you don't think the Antichrist will use these things in his mark or brain chip technology, you're kidding yourself. Folks, when you look at the future of communication with these brain chips, that are being promoted right now as we speak, it's simply going to become an Antichrist dream come true with the help of AI controlling it all. Just like Matthew 24 says, he will know everything about everybody on the whole planet, not just who they are, where they are, but even what they're thinking or speaking on a massive scale like this shows.
TEDx Caves. This is the future of the brain. Our human brain and where it is headed with technology. Right now, scientists in laboratories around the world are developing brain chips. Now these are chips that can be inserted into the brain and they are wireless. We will have brain chips in humans, and the people that will get those brain chips first are people who suffer from severe medical conditions. So if you have a severe medical condition, like you are paralyzed from the neck down, or you suffer from a brain disorder, like Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's disease, that brain chip can restore your quality of life. Would you hesitate to take the chip? No, of course not. You would say, put the chip in my brain. Mind-to-mind communication. This is something of science fiction, that we all read about, but this is actually possible today, as I just showed you.
So, there will come a point where if we have a chip in our brain and you out there have a chip in your brain, we can communicate.
We can communicate without talking, we can communicate when you are halfway around the world. And we can exchange knowledge.
So, if you look at a world where we have a chip that is connected to the internet, all of a sudden, every piece of information on the internet becomes accessible to our minds.
Now when we look back on today, we have to go to Google and type it in, that will seem so primitive. Nobody will do that. You will just think, what knowledge do I need? And it will appear there for you to use. But it gets even weirder, stranger, because we will not only be able to transfer knowledge, but we will be able to transfer memories.
Now you could have an experience, like skydiving, and all of a sudden you could transfer that experience to a friend.
And then they would have that experience with you. It gets even weirder.
Because we will be living our lives in our lives, we know our lives, and our memories, but you will have access to anybody's life that would want to make it available to you.
That is, if you have a choice. Put yourself in the Antichrist's shoes. You really think he will not use this brain chip technology, especially if it's part of the Mark of the Beast system? Are you kidding me? Think about it. Go back to the text. How is he going to know who's a follower of Jesus Christ in the 7-year tribulation or who's really worshiping him? How will he know what people are up to, where they are, anywhere in the world? Including what they are thinking, and whether or not they're going to obey or disobey or even try to inform others of his dastardly plans. Simple. He just taps into the brain chip technology that everybody's just got to have in their heads right now. And pow. With the help of AI managing the whole global system and its superhuman capabilities, he will instantly not only control all the global traditional forms of communication, like television, phones, the internet, computers, you name it. But now even these new forms of internal communication, that actually controls and monitors people's thoughts and words, just in time for the 7-year tribulation slaughter that Matthew 24 was talking about. Sounds like science fiction, but it is actual technology being implemented as we read this. The only way to escape is through Jesus Christ today. But that's not all. The sixth area, AI is making an invasion into, is in education. You see, you could still be thinking, okay, so maybe I can't communicate what the Antichrist is up to using traditional or even internal forms of communication, to warn other people and expose his dastardly plans for total global control. But this is why I'm just going to educate myself and other people on what he's up to and even use the educational system to work my way into positions of influence and power, including politics, to speak to others and work together to put a stop to all this before it's too late. That's what I'll do. Really? You think he has not thought of that one either? Believe it or not, AI is not only taking over the whole communication system on the whole planet, but it is also starting to take over the educational system on the whole planet. And let me show you how. The first way AI is controlling education is AI is replacing our current education. All forms of education are not just being flooded with computers, tablets, and high-speed internet, as the so-called panacea to fix our broken and lagging down educational system. That has been going on for years. Just throw electronics at it, and it will somehow fix it. But speaking of electronics, the latest trend now is letting AI run the whole educational system from top to bottom. Why? Because, haven't you heard? It's superhuman. It can fix and do things no human teacher could ever do. It is electronics on steroids. And they are now projecting that.
According to a study carried out by Stanford University, education will be the sector that will undergo the most change, with AI, between now and 2030.
Why? Because
the world is oversaturated with schools that don't work. AI will give the ability to personalize education for each student and adapt teaching to their specific needs and capabilities, with virtual reality, educational robotics, intelligent tutoring systems, and learning analytics. AI is changing education.
In fact, here is how they're saying it's going to benefit everyone.
AI can provide personalized learning. AI can provide online learning. AI can provide adaptive learning. AI can assist special needs students. AI can manage educational games. AI can manage virtual reality learning. AI can do all lesson planning. AI can do all testing. AI can do all grading. AI can do all scheduling. AI can do all assessments. AI can do all administration. AI can do all management. AI can do manage all school transportation. AI can manage all maintenance. AI can manage all school finances. AI can manage all school purchases. AI can manage cybersecurity. AI can manage all safety and security. AI can manage facial recognition systems. AI can create smart schools based on the Internet of Things or IoT that connects all electronic devices and all computers so AI can monitor and control all things. AI can predict students' future performance. AI can prepare students for future jobs that don't exist. AI can monitor classroom behavior. AI can spot cheating. AI can monitor students' emotional well-being. AI can create instant schools anywhere in the world. AI can render large, centralized schools obsolete. AI can connect all classrooms around the world, making education universal and global for everyone.
In other words, it is going to be controlling all the education on the whole planet. And lest you think that will not happen, they're all in on this. Just last year, education technology investments surpassed a record high of $9.5 billion, up 30% from the year before. So, they are dumping tons of technology at education like they have always done. Somehow computers fix everything. Just the AI investments in the education industry is set to surpass $6 billion by 2024. So, the bulk of the money is now going towards their latest electronic panacea for the educational system, and that is AI. In fact, the propaganda machines are already out there working overtime to show us what a wonderful world it will be if we just allow AI and AI robots to take over our whole educational system. Here is a promo of robotic teachers at school instead of human teachers.
The school bell rings, and all the students are heading to class, but instead of teachers overseeing the entry of the students, there are two robots. Robots are replacing the teachers, and Cybermen go back to school. The kids are entering in two single files with a robot in the middle, dividing them and keeping them in line. The students go into the classroom. One robot is standing at the door to acknowledge each student as they go in. Another robot is inside watching them as they turn on their computers and start communicating with the robot teacher. The children seem to really like having this kind of education. The classes go from English and math, to science lab, and to music. As long as the students have their computer to communicate with the robot teachers, they can sing, dance, work out, and pee. As far as the students are concerned, they seem to love it. Their connection to the computer or the robot teacher is a little square tablet, and all they have to do is just push the little buttons. The robots even serve the students lunch. But the downside of this is that when one of these robots think the student needs to cut down on the calories because they are eating too much, they take the food away. Like this student was about to eat a bowl of strawberries and suddenly it was gone, the robot had taken it away.
Wow! What a great experience that would be, huh? If you eat too much, you will not get your strawberries. And did you notice how the kids all had computer chip devices they carried around with them at all time, even on their arms? We will get to that in a second. But you might be thinking, alright, as cool and hip as that promo makes this AI invasion taking over our education sound, there's no way the kids are going to go along with this. Really? You might want to pay attention to the transformation going on with our kids with technology. 51% of teens would rather communicate digitally than in person, even with friends. This is another side effect of the cell phone industry and the social media platforms. It is preparing kids for this AI digital future. And it is not just AI gaining in popularity, including taking over our educational system. It is already being put into play, starting with China, on a massive scale. And they are also combining it with Big Brother technology. AI can spot children nodding off in the classroom. Smart cameras with facial recognition tools installed in Chinese school raises privacy concerns. High school students in one Chinese school may want to think twice before dozing off in class. Artificially intelligent cameras with facial recognition tools will be watching. And it is not just monitoring them, it's literally monitoring every aspect of their education with AI, via their brainwaves.
Wall Street Journal reports. Teachers at this primary school in China know exactly when someone isn't paying attention. Each student is wearing a headband that gives the teacher this information. These headbands measure each student's level of concentration. The information is then sent directly to the teacher's computer and to the parent. China has big plans to become a global leader in artificial intelligence. It has enabled a cashless economy, where people make purchases with their faces.
A giant network of surveillance cameras with facial recognition helps police monitor citizens. Meanwhile, some schools offer glimpses of what the future of high-tech education in the country might look like. The government has poured billions of dollars into the project, bringing together tech giants, startups, and schools. We got exclusive access to a primary school a few hours outside of Shanghai to see firsthand how AI tech is being used in the classroom. For this fifth grade class, the day begins with putting on a brainwave sensing gadget. Students then practice meditating. The device is made in China and has three electrodes, two behind the ears and one on the forehead. These sensors pick up electrical signals sent by neurons in the brain. The neural data is then sent in real time to the teacher's computer, so while students are solving math problems, a teacher can quickly find out who's paying attention and who's not. A report is then generated that shows how well the class was paying attention. It even details each student's concentration level at 10-minute intervals. It's then sent to a chat group for parents. Classrooms have robots that analyze students' health and engagement level. Students wear uniforms with chips that track their location. There are even surveillance cameras that monitor how often students check their phones or yawn during class. These gadgets have alarmed Chinese netizens.
Yeah, I agree with that last one. This is worse than being a prisoner. Can you say, Mark of the Beast system? It's all in one package. Big Brother, cashless society, centralized government with AI controlling it all and notice in both scenarios, with AI taking over the educational system, the students were either wearing some sort of microchip device near their hands or some sort of microchip device in their head. Now, why would they be promoting that? Because it leads us to the second way AI is controlling all the education is AI is promoting internal education. You see, just like in the communication world, the traditional forms of communication like cell phones, the internet, social media, and the like are getting replaced with internal communication via the brain chip. So, it is the same thing that is happening in the education world. It is almost like somebody is following a script. Go figure. For instance, if you would just get a brain chip in your head, you could have instant education.
Google brain chip could mean future school pupils won't need to memorize facts. The days of rote learning could soon be in the past, according to one AI expert. Implants in our heads will tell us everything we need to know. Future school pupils with Google brain implants will have answers to all their questions instantly with the help of artificial intelligence. Google will be in your head. Humans will be able to get answers to any questions they may have without making a sound or typing anything. You can ask something like how do you say this in French, and instantly you'll hear the information from the AI implant and be able to say it.
Yeah, you know, like in the Matrix movie scene.
The scene opens with Keanu Reeves sitting in a chair in a state of shock as a very loud screeching sound is vibrating in his ears. He raises up from that position with his eyes bulging and his mouth wide open as if to scream from the pain in his ears. The guy at the control panel looks at him and says, "I think he likes it." Reeves lowers himself back down onto the chair. The controller asks him if he wants some more and he answers, "Yes." He is being taught Kung Fu wirelessly by the computer directly into his brain. When it is over, he takes a deep breath. The instructor comes in and Reeves says, "I know Kung Fu." The instructor says, "Show me." They proceed to the sparring room. The instructor says, "This is a sparring program. Similar to the program in Reality Matrix. The same basic rules. Just like gravity. What you must learn is that these rules are no different than the rules in the computer system. Some of them can't while others can be broken. Understand?" Reeves nods his head yes and the instructor says, "Hit me if you can." He runs up to the instructor making moves like he had been practicing these moves for years. Every angle is perfect, when he takes aim to hit the instructor, even though his moves are perfect he is stopped every time. Even though he is being stopped he is feeling very confident in his actions. He has a big smile on his face as he takes his stance one more time to again challenge his instructor. The instructor motions for him to come on and try it again. With this overconfidence he proceeds to give it all he's got when the instructor grabs his foot, twists, and throws him on the floor. The instructor says, "Good."
Yeah, good. You didn't have to wait years to learn all that stuff. You just had it downloaded into your brain and voila. You are good to go. Who wouldn't want to have this kind of brain chip instant education opportunity? And not just Kung Fu, but anything you can imagine. Cooking, writing, mathematics, some other physical skills, you name it. The sky's the limit. If you would just get a brain chip implant, I'm sure Google will have competitive pricing. Now, for those of you who think this will never catch on, it's already here, and it's already being promoted as the next panacea to improve your educational experience with AI and brain chip technology. Here is a transcript of a brain chip education promotion.
Futurescape. Our brains are remarkable, miraculous even, but they can't do everything, unless we give them a little high-tech help. Michio Kaku. When children see the movie The Matrix and they see Neo jacking an electrode and all of a sudden becoming a kung fu master, the first question they ask is, how can I get one?
It's actually physically possible.
Futurescape. The key to transforming learning from an organ process to a machine-like downloading of information is a squiggly bit of brain known as the hippocampus. Michio Kaku.
The hippocampus is the gateway to memories. Short-term memories are stored right here in the prefrontal cortex, but it eventually has to be transferred to long-term memories, and that is where the hippocampus comes in.
Ted Berger, biomedical engineer.
This part of the brain doesn't store the memory, but it does the appropriate conversion.
Futurescape. At the University of Southern California, bioengineer Ted Berger has already proven that a computer can replace our brain function.
Ted Berger. Right now, what our prosthesis does is to convert a code that is in the middle of the hippocampus to what would be the output of the hippocampus.
Michio Kaku. We have been able to take mice and access the electrical signals coursing through their hippocampus and record them.
And then when they shot the message back into the hippocampus, the mouse remembered the past. Ted Berger.
We found that we can not only restore long-term memories, we can enhance the animal's ability to remember. You can think about using devices like this to greatly enhance human memory and to shorten the cycle for learning in terms of downloading huge quantities of memory at a single time. Michio Kaku. Chips that augment our hippocampus could very well help us learn faster. But will that make them a must-have for competitive parents?
At that point, it could create an arms race in elementary school.
Rumors will go out that while Jones's kid has been enhanced and our Johnny has to compete with this enhanced kid. Jaime Casquio, ethical futurist. The reality is that these types of technology will not get distributed to everyone at the same time. Some people get it first, some people get it better. As a society, we have to really think hard on who gets this.
Is it just the wealthy?
Jack Aldrich, global futurist.
There are some real dangers that they will use it to consolidate their power and their wealth.
Yeah, no kidding, like the Antichrist in the 7-year tribulation. You really think he won't use this technology as well? Get the mark or chip in your brain or forehead and you can be like the Joneses kid ahead of the game. His followers get the best education, you know what I mean, as well as to continue to buy and sell. And that is just the tip of the iceberg concerning the dangers of this brain chip technology. There's also this danger.
AI brain implants can change a person's mood.
What? Yeah, here comes your brain manipulation again.
Chips were created by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency that produce electric shocks to jolt a patient's brain back into a healthy state automatically.
So, you know, if you get out of line in the 7-year tribulation, you won't make that mistake again. Zap!
These mind control chips emit electronic pulses that alter brain chemistry in a process called deep brain stimulation.
Yeah, call it what you will, but it is the mark of the beast stimulation. You really think he won't use this in his mark of the beast system? And if that wasn't bad enough.
Scientists remotely hacked a brain, controlling body movements. Imagine someone remotely controlling your brain, forcing your body's central processing organ to send messages to your muscles that you didn't authorize. It's an incredibly scary thought, but scientists have managed to accomplish this science fiction nightmare for real. They were even able to prompt their test subject to run, freeze in place, turn around, or even completely lose control over their limbs. Thankfully, the research will be used for good rather than evil, for now.
Yeah, key word there. Again, you really think the Antichrist won't avail himself to this technology with his Mark of the Beast system? Even the experts in this realm of technology admit that is exactly where this is all headed. Here's the transcript of that video.
TEDx CABES. All of us are here learning at CABES, right? Getting MDAs and MBAs, well, this will be obsolete. Because CABES will literally be in the cloud, and you will just download from all the best sites in the world with whatever you need to know, when you need to know it. We will no longer have universities as we have them today. That will change. Information will be on demand. Information will be commoditized. Knowledge will be commoditized. All of us will be smarter, have infinite amounts of storage. And an infinite amount of information. It will be unheard of. We will no longer be this isolated human being. We will be connected to everything. And when we do that, we have to understand that this is a big responsibility.
It is something that we as society, we as a human race, must think about very, very carefully. Because imagine, people can hack your cell phone now, people can hack your computer, and it can be bad. They can steal your banking information, take all your money, they can steal your identity, but they cannot really hurt you. In the future though, if somebody hacks into your head, because it is connected to the internet, they can steal you.
They can actually steal you. They can implant memories in your head that you do not have, they can erase memories, they can control you in ways that you would not even know you are being controlled.
Is this scary?
Oh yeah. But imagine this in the hands of the Antichrist. You're not only already controlling all forms of communication, both traditional and internal, with the help of these brain chips and AI, you know, just in case somebody tries to blow the whistle on you. But now you control all the educational systems on the whole planet. So if somebody wants to educate others or get educated themselves on what you're up to, you'll just delete it, or better yet, put a more acceptable thought inside their head that he wants them to have and they won't even know it. Is this freaky or what? All this is current technology already being implemented around the world, just in time for the 7-year tribulation. Folks, how much more proof do we need? The AI invasion has already begun, and it is a huge sign we're living in the last days. That's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the AI invasion, to show us that the tribulation is near, and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that is why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising. Wake up! So, the point is this. If you are a Christian and you are not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Do not sit on the sidelines. Get on the front lines and help us. Let's get busy working together, doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left, and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. Because this AI technology is not going to lead to a life of wonderful dreams and a modern-day utopia, but a nightmare beyond your wildest imagination in the 7-year tribulation. Do not go there. Get saved now through Jesus. Amen?